الذين آمنوا به ذوق بيده وأدبه ذوق honor and esteem him and reaching a good, you know, وأدبه ونصره and also they help to convey the message of God towards people, you know, and the follow the light that was revealed with him. So here, believing in him, it means believing in all what he conveyed. The ones that you can actually perform, and the ones that you can't perform. So far, you heard that they were revealed to the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have to believe in them. This is believing in Amalubi. As the rule, before God actually is going to say, well, after all, they were as the rule, they are going to honor him. Why? Because God knows that people would say, he is a human being like ourselves. And he was only demanded, or he was only made responsible to convey the message of God when his message was over by conveying fully. It means that actually that was it. That was the end of it. God says, no. You have to honor him, you know, from the day you know him up to the day of resurrection. Because he is honorable in the heavens and he is honorable on earth. And he is honorable even in the subterranean zone. This is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This actually has got about meaning. Because if you refer to the Holy Quran, you will see that it calls out all the prophets of God with their own Shia names, with their own Mia names. It will say, Ya Zakariyahu, inna la bashruka dhulami ismu Yahya. You see, the Zakariya is being here called out in his name by God. It will say, Ya Yahya, khudr kitab al-quwwa. O Prophet John, hold to the book that I revealed to you, hold to it, you know, very seriously. And also it will say, Yusufu aris an hadha. Joseph, forget about this. It will say, Ya Ibrahimu, inna qad ja'a amru rabbi. O Abraham, the matter of your Lord has indeed is about to end. And also all the prophets, God used to call them by Shia name. We ask the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from the beginning to the end of the Holy Quran, they are, oh ya Muhammad, oh ya Ahmad. No, whenever God is going to call him out, he will say, Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, hasbuka, oh you the noble prophet. But it's special to you, you see. And he will say, Ya ayyuhar rasulu, you the noble apostle. The noblest apostle, this is the way that actually called out to him. He will say, Ya ayyuhar muzzammil, oh you the wrapped up, oh you the mantled one. That is Ya ayyuhar muzzammil, the robed one, the clothed one, you know. These are what calls on him. But never Ya Muhammad. The Holy Spirit did not contend itself by only indicating how we are going to call the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even it went to the father to say, "La tas'alu ar-rasul baynakum kadha'i ba'dukum ba'dha." You should not make the call of the Prophet as the call of your own brother. You should not say, "Ya Muhammad." You say, "Ya Rasulullah, Ya Nabi Allah." And this is how all of his own companions call out to him. Never, Ya Muhammad, never. You know? And it went to say, those who call out to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with their own voice, cry, ring. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلَادُنَكَ مِنْ وَرَاءِ الْقُرَاتِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَأْكِلُونَ. But said, they are actually deficient intellect. You know? And this is to say that they are fools. And it once said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. You, the believers, you should not raise your own voices above the voice of the Prophet Muhammad. So this is how, and the companions of the Prophet took these instructions indeed seriously. Because one woman said to the Prophet, O Prophet of God, indeed you are the dearest to me than everything on earth, except only my soul, that is between my shoulders. I look at Afuna Ahabba ilayhi min nafsi ilayhi jambayhi. The Lord wants to give say, O Prophet of God, la'ant Ahabba ilayhi min kulli shaykh wa min nafsi ilayhi jambayhi. He said, Alana ya Umar, being, you are nearer to me than anything on earth, including my soul. He said, it is now that you are attaining to where you are being invited, O one. The day of our actual migration, Abu Bakr was in the company of the Prophet Allah, and the day he was migrated from Mecca to Medina. You know that they took refuge in a tent. They spent about 3 days in that tent. Abu Bakr, when they arrived at the entrance of the cave, he said, O Prophet of God, wait, let me get in and see whether there is anything, any insect that can injure you or anything. He went in. He found that there are barrels. He has had actually arrived with him. He saw that rat in pieces. And he actually, put a piece of that rat in those barrels. So Abu Bakr sat down and he covered it with his own actually palm of his own foot. He said, O Prophet of God, come in. The Prophet of Allah will take me. And he sat. And he even, leaned on the side of Abu Bakr. He actually placed his head on the side of Abu Bakr, where Abu Bakr actually covered with his own foot. The first actually came, it was biting Abu Bakr. Because Abu Bakr did not like to wake up the Prophet. He endured the sleeping of the Prophet above his life. So he did not actually move his own thigh. He did not move his own foot. Because if he moved it, the Prophet is going to be awakened. Which means that his own sleep is actually interrupted. So for him to interrupt the sleep of the Prophet, he prepared to die. And that venomous snake actually was biting him. That his own blood, due to the poison, his own blood became actually very hot. He said, tears. The tears were also a little hot. The blood on the cheek of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It made the Prophet sallallahu wake up. He watched onto the face of the Prophet. He saw that actually he was shedding tears. So I'm not worried. What is the matter? He said, yes, there is a snake in that mouth actually biting me. The Prophet said, no problem. So he actually just touched the foot and the effect of the poison was done with. It was undone. So you knew how Prophet was endearing even the sleep of the Prophet, not the life of the Prophet, rather his own sleep above his own life. This is how it is. So this is honoring the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are out of time. Tomorrow we will be talking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tomorrow we inshallah the Zoom will stop us. May God forgive us, may God accept of us our own praise, our own and our love. The Lord of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will live in peace and harmony in our country. May God provide peace and harmony in more than Muslim countries in the world. I write of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May God attend to our own captives and grant them. And may God actually see his own head when he is dragging us, when he is down, when he is actually getting down. By the Lord of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may God give us whatever is good here and hereafter. May God protect us from whatever is evil here and hereafter. May God help Islam, may God support Islam, may God protect evil, and may God protect actually most good and the people of the Lord. I write of the Prophet. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد.